Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry, contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry, if you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java, family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By The Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And hello again, everybody. This is John Carlson. It's high school basketball on CJ Country. Tonight, the Terry Yellow Jackets under Coach Phil Wyant travel to Pavilion to play the Golden Gophers under Coach Jack Jeffries. The Yellow Jackets come in with a record of 6 wins, 2 losses, and the Golden Gophers a record of 3 wins and 7 losses. We'll take a first look at the Yellow Jackets of Perry. I mentioned they're 6-2. They won their first 3 games of the year over Holly, Cantwell, Savona, and Mount Morris. Lost to Geneseo, and then came back with 3 more wins in a row over Warsaw, Letchworth, and Wayland-Cohocton. Their last game out was a rough one. On Friday night, home against York, they were defeated 74-42. But, you know, 6-2, they basically win 3, lose 1, win 3, lose 1. So they'll hope to get another winning streak going tonight. They're a good young team. They start, actually tonight looks like they're going to start 4 sophomores and a senior. And they are led in scoring. The normal leading scorer is Jonathan Thomas Grover. He has a high game of 24. Tyler Harvey, the center for the Yellow Jackets, he has a high game of 28. And also Isaiah Hernandez really stuffs the stat sheet, and he's also been in double figures before, as has Parker Tallman and Lakin Olson. So the Yellow Jackets tonight will look to get another winning streak going and try to improve their standing. Right now in Class C2, they are the number 6 seed. So the Yellow Jackets, as I said, looking to get another winning streak going tonight. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the Golden Gophers. This is high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customers. Service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
A few minutes left before the tip-off here tonight in Pavilion, where the Golden Gophers host the Yellow Jackets. We already took a look at Perry for Pavilion. A record of 3 wins, 7 losses. They started the season playing in the Warsaw Kiwanis tournament. They lost to Fillmore in the opening game, came back, defeated Warsaw 51-35. Won the next game after that over Mount Morris, 47-28. Then they lost a couple in a row against York and Leroy. Defeated Keshequa 61-28. And since then, it's been 4 losses in a row. Close games, though, for the most part. They lost to Kalmong by 6. They lost to Cornell by 2. And then last Friday night in Warsaw game we had here on TJ Country, tough loss, 50-49. They had a chance to win at the buzzer, unable to convert it. And so the Golden Gophers have lost 4 in a row after starting out 3-3. So they're looking to right the ship tonight. Leading scorers for Pavilion during the course of the year so far, it's normally been Kian Cummings, who's been the leading scorer. In fact, he had 26 points in that game on Friday night. He had all 14 of Pavilion's points in the first quarter. And so Cummings had 26 the other night. And Liam Campbell, who had 13 points the other night. He's an outstanding player, just does a lot of things, both ends of the ball. He has a high game of 16 points in the year. Coming off the bench, Joe Meehan has he had a game where he had 16 points. He had 14 points in another game. Jalen McFadden's been in double figures before. He's had as many as 16 points, and Haven Court has also been in double figures before. So it should be an interesting game tonight. The Golden Gophers and the Yellow Jackets, both teams looking to get a winning streak going tonight. And we're going to take a short break. We come back, we'll have starting lineups and first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
And we're back in Pavilion where they are introducing the starting lineups for the Yellow Jackets. It'll be sophomore Isaiah Hernandez, sophomore Tyler Harvey, senior Tyler Harvey, sophomore Parker Tallman, sophomore Jonathan Thomas Grover, and sophomore Patrick Ferroletto. And for Pavilion, they will be starting junior Jalen McFadden, senior Liam Campbell, also senior Kean Cummins, senior Alex Rogers, and senior Haven Cortez. So the Golden Gopher is starting four seniors and a junior, and the Yellow Jackets counter with a senior and four sophomores. So the players are out on the floor. Pavilion in their home white with the, I guess you'd say, dark purple and gold trim. And Perry in their away blue with the yellow trim, a little bit of white as well. And it's going to be Harvey jumping for Perry and Cummins for Pavilion. And the tap is controlled by the Golden Gophers. It is Campbell with the ball. Campbell being watched by Hernandez. Gets it over on the right side. Now it's McFadden. McFadden in the lane, kicking it out. Now back to Campbell. Campbell will go underneath. Layup is no good. Gets his own rebound. Triple teamed. Kicks it out to Cummins. Three-pointer. Oh, just long. And rebound grabbed by Tallman. Tallman in the front court for the Yellow Jackets. Tallman will take it to the top of the key. Send it over to Ferroletto. Ferroletto underneath. The runner's off the mark. No good. And ball goes out of bounds. Off the Golden Gophers, and it will be Perry ball. So it'll be Tallman to inbound for the Yellow Jackets. Pavilion playing man-to-man defense. Tallman going baseline. Now he's cut off there. Gives it to Harvey. Harvey in the lane. Gets a shot up off the glass. No good. Goes out of bounds. And we'll do it again. It's going to be Perry ball again. Pavilion unable to secure the rebound. So Tallman will inbound for Perry. Tallman looking. Gives it to Ferroletto. Ferroletto at the foul line. Cut off there. They kick it back out to Hernandez. Hernandez giving it to Harvey. Harvey in the lane. Shot is up and good. Tyler Harvey with the first points of the game for Perry. Yellow Jackets picking up full court man-to-man. It's Hernandez against Campbell. They'll be against each other all night probably. Campbell, the main ball handler for Pavilion on the left side. Gets it underneath to McFadden. Layup is good. It took a long time. Crawled over the rim, and we are tied at two with 6:40 left in the first quarter. Rover the ball for Perry. He'll give it to Tallman. Tallman over to Ferroletto for three, and it's off the rim, and it hit the stanchion or the clock on top of the glass, so it's out of bounds. It'll be Pavilion ball. Inbounds pass comes to Campbell. Campbell will give it up to Rudgers. Rudgers to Cortez. Cortez will hand it back to Campbell. Top of the key. Cortez on the left side. Thought about it. Now gives it to Cummins in the lane. Cummins double team. Kick it out to Rudgers. Rudgers will give it to McFadden. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Campbell with the ball on the right wing. Campbell picks up his dribble looking for some help. Skip pass over to McFadden. McFadden in the lane. He passes underneath. Went off the hands of Ferroletto out of bounds. So it'll be Pavilion ball. Just 5 seconds on the shot clock. And 6 minutes left here in the first quarter. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell tried to get it underneath. Hernandez came up with the ball. And now we're going to get a foul in the backcourt. And that will go on Campbell. So the first foul of the game goes against Pavilion. And it'll be Perry ball. Harvey with the inbounds pass to Ferroletto. Ferroletto to Tallman to Grover. Grover to Tallman. Tallman into the front court. Gives it to Ferroletto. Ferroletto will find Hernandez in the lane. Double team. Kick it out to Grover for three. And it's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. And it was not saved by Tallman. Good hustle, but it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Pavilion ball. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell takes it up the right side. Being watched by Hernandez all the way. Hernandez still on Campbell. Campbell still with a dribble. And picks it up. Looking for some help. And kicks it out to McFadden. McFadden back over to Campbell. Campbell take it into the lane. Shot is up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Cummins. Shot is no good. And Grover comes up with a loose ball. Grover up to Hernandez. Hernandez up the left side. Kick it back out to Grover. Grover in the lane. And he'll give it over to Hernandez. Hernandez thought about it. Now skip pass over. It's Grover with the ball on the right side. Grover driving down baseline. He's cut off there. Looking for some help. Gives it underneath to Harvey. And Harvey's layup is good. Tyler Harvey with his second basket of the game. It's 4-2 Perry. 4:45 left first quarter. It's Campbell with the ball. Campbell will get it over midcourt. Has the ball on the right side. Still with a dribble. Now taking it to the baseline. Skip it pass over to McFadden for three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked up by Hernandez. Had the ball knocked away, but we're going to get a foul call on Pavilion. I think that's going to go. I think that's going to go on Rudgers. It is. So the Alex Rudgers with his first foul of the game, second on the team. We get substitution for Pavilion. Joe Meehan will check in, and McFadden will have a rest. Both teams playing man-to-man defense. Inbounds pass comes to Hernandez. Hernandez brings it into the front court. Now he'll give it over to Grover. Grover has the ball top of the key. Three-pointer is good. Actually, they're going to say it was a two-pointer for Grover. So two-pointer, and it's 6-2. Perry with the lead. Rogers takes it into the front court. Finds Cummins. Cummins along the baseline, and the shot is blocked away by Harvey. As Cortez tried the baseline jumper, but good defense there by Harvey. And it's 6-2, just about halfway through the first quarter. It will be Campbell to inbound for the Golden Gophers. Does to Cummins. Cummins, long-range three-pointer. Good! Ian Cummins with a three-pointer, and it's 6-5. Perry with the lead. Ballman into the front court. Kicks it over to Firoletto. Firoletto down the baseline, had the ball rejected by Cummins. So Cummins a three-pointer on one end, the block shot on the other. And it will be Perry ball. Tallman will look to inbound. And looks for Harvey, and it's picked up by Hernandez. Finds Grover. Grover, top of the key, takes it into the lane. Kick it out to Firoletto. His shot is off the mark. Harvey with a rebound, had the ball knocked away. Looked like it went out of bounds, but they play on, and Pavilion comes up with a loose ball. Cortez takes it into the front court. Cortez over on the left side to Rudgers. Rudgers' runner is no good. Harvey with a rebound. Finds Tallman. 3:15 left first quarter. It's 6-5. Perry with the lead. Tallman gives it to Harvey. Harvey into the lane. Gets his shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And I think we're going to get a foul. You can kind of hear it from here. I think that's going to go on. I think it's going to go on Campbell. So that'll be his second foul. So he'll have to be careful for the rest of the half. There's a substitution for Perry. Briggs will check in place of Firoletto. And Olsen will check in place of Harvey. Tallman with the inbounds pass to Grover. Grover kicks it in the left side. Shot is knocked away, out of bounds. And it will be Perry maintaining possession. 31 in the shot clock, 3:11 left here in the first quarter. It'll be Tallman to inbound. Tallman being watched by Rudgers. Gets it into Harvey off the glass. Good. Tyler Harvey has 6 of Perry's 8 points. It's 8-5. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Campbell into the front court. Finds Rudgers. All alone is Cummins for 3. It's off the mark. No good. And it's picked up. Grover with the ball. Grover into the front court for Perry. Has the ball top of the key. Kick it into the lane. Still has the dribble. Kick it out to Hernandez for 3. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Olsen. Olsen to Hernandez. Hernandez on the left side. Kick it over to Grover. Long range three-pointer. Good. Jonathan Grover. That one is definitely a three-pointer. He has 5. And it's 11-5. Perry with the lead. Rudgers double team. Looking for some help. And it's Perry coming up with the ball. It's Tallman with it in the front court. Tallman down the left side. Finds Grover. Grover takes it into the lane. Lost the handle. Picked up by Rudgers. He's going to fall down. And it's going to say they're going to get a push on Grover. So Grover's foul is his first, the team's first. And it's Pavilion ball. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell will bring it up against Hernandez. Gets the ball into the front court. Now Grover will double team him. Still has a dribble, give it underneath to nice to Rudgers. His shot is knocked away. Going the other way, it is Tallman. Tallman up the left side. Now takes it to the lane. Tallman picks up his dribble, gets his shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound picked up by Cummins. Cummins into the front court. Will take it all the way in. Scoop shot. Good. Ian Cummins with his second basket of the game. He has 5 points. It's 11-7. Perry with the lead, 1:30 left in the first quarter. It is Tallman with the ball. Tallman, double team, finds Harvey. Excuse me, that's Briggs with the ball. Briggs back to Grover for 3. It's good. Another 3-pointer, and we're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. Report underage drinking. Call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932. Or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from OTS Collision Service in Warsaw. OTS handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, OTS will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. OTS Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
It is Pavilion ball. It is Campbell with the ball. Campbell into the front court. 1:13 left, and we're going to get a foul call on Perry. That's going to go on number 12, Zach Baker, who's in the game. And so it'll be Campbell to inbound. Hernandez getting a break. And Campbell looking. He'll get it into Markek. Back to Campbell. Campbell takes it into the lane, out to Cummins for three. Good! Another three-pointer for T and Cummins. He has eight, and it's a four-point Perry lead under 1 minute in the quarter. Tallman with the ball. Tallman into the front court for Perry. Has it on the left wing. Finds Grover. Grover being watched by Cortez. Now give it to Olsen. Olsen to Tallman. Tallman take it into the lane. Still has a dribble. And looks like we're going to get a foul call on Pavilion. Looks like it's going to be on number 20, Joe Meehan. So that'll be his first, the team's fourth. And at the line for Perry, it is the sophomore, Parker Tallman. Lefty's free throw is good. First free throw of the game for either team. With 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Second free throw off the mark. No good. Meehan with a rebound. Finds Campbell. Campbell takes it up the right side. Still has his dribble. And cut off on the baseline. He'll send it out to Meehan. Meehan with a pump fake. Now he has the ball in the right wing. Knocked away and picked up by Tallman. Tallman finds Grover. Grover takes it into the right side. Kicks it over and it's going to go off the hands of Baker out of bounds. And with 14 seconds left, it'll be Pavilion ball. Chance to play for the last shot here if they want to. It'll be Markek with the inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell being watched by Baker. He'll bring it into the front court. 9 seconds left in the quarter. Campbell still with a dribble on the right side. He'll take it down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Picked up by Grover. Grover floats it up to Tallman. Tallman gets a shot up. Good! At the end of the first quarter, Parker Tallman with a basket. At the end of one, it is Perry 17, Pavilion 10. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or a thousand cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
WCJW Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York CJ Country.
Getting ready to start the second quarter. It is Perry 17 and Pavilion 10. It will be Yellow Jacket ball for the Yellow Jackets. It's going to be Grover, Harvey, Tallman, also Olsen and Baker. We'll give you the Pavilion starters in the second quarter just a second. It's Tallman with it. Tallman finds Grover. Grover, top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gives it on the right side to Baker. Now it's Tallman with it. Tallman underneath. Kick it out to Baker. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Long rebound goes out of bounce. And I think Perry will maintain possession. On the floor for Perry, it is a Campbell. Markek Meehan, also Cortez, and Cummins. It's Tallman with the ball. Tallman being watched by Mark Heck, and we're going to get a foul call on Pavilion. It's going to be on Mark Heck. Ryder Mark Heck with his first foul. Team's first here in the second quarter. We're going to get a substitution as McFadden will check back in for Pavilion. And Campbell will have a rest. Tallman with two inbound. Finds Grover on the left side. Grover dribbles in, gets a shot up, no good. And we're going to get a foul call on Pavilion. So Grover determined to get to the basket. And it wasn't a shooting foul, apparently. Foul on Cortez is his first. Tallman would look to inbound, floats it into Grover. Grover the ball on the left side. Baker, wide open three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Rebound picked off by McFadden. Miscommunication, it's underneath. And Harvey took a shot there from Cummins as he draws the foul. And Harvey will head to the line, shoot a couple free throws. Just two free throws in the game. Parker Tallman, one of two in the first quarter. And Harvey's free throw off the mark, no good. He'll have one more. Harvey with 6 points in the first quarter. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebound to Olsen. His shot is no good and goes out of bounds. It will be Pavilion ball. And Cummins takes the inbounds pass. We'll give it back to Marquette. Marquette into the front court, being watched by Grover. Marquette still with the dribble, now picks it up. Give it over to Meehan. Meehan with the ball, top of the key to Marquette. Marquette will find Cortez. Back to Marquette, into the lane. Tried to look for Meehan, goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a yellow jacket ball. Hernandez back in for Perry. And I think Baker is going to be the yellow jacket having a seat. Inbounds pass comes to Grover. Grover into the front court. Takes the ball up the left side. Still has the dribble. Skip pass over to Olsen. Olsen will give it to Tallman. Tallman into the lane. Kick it back out to Olsen. We're going to get a travel call on Olsen. And for Perry, it's going to be Liam Campbell checking back in. Cortez will have a rest. And McFadden back in place of Marquette. Now it's Campbell with the ball. Campbell into the front court. Pavilion trailing 17-10. 6.5 minutes left, first half. Campbell looking for Cummins. Cummins in the right corner, driving baseline. Lost the handle, knocked out of bounds, though, by Tallman. So Pavilion will maintain possession with 19 on the shot clock. It'll be Campbell to inbound. Campbell looking, and finds Cummins. Cummins, three-pointer, deflected by Tallman, picked off by Hernandez. Hernandez into the front court. Over to Tallman on the left side. Tallman driving baseline, reverse layup, good. Parker Tallman with a strong move there. It's his second basket of the game. He has 5 points total. Campbell into the front court for Pavilion. They trail by 9, 6 minutes left in the half. Campbell almost, I think they're going to say he traveled, kind of lost his footing there. And looks like he's okay. Limping just a touch. Cummins will have a rest as DeJesus will check in. That would be Ray DeJesus for Pavilion. Inbounds pass comes to Tallman. Exactly 6 minutes left in the half. Perry leading 19-10. Tallman being watched by Marquette. We'll take it down to the glass, and I think we're going to get a foul call. I think it's going to go on Meehan. And if that's the case, that'll be number two on the senior, Joe Meehan. So Meehan with two. Campbell has two. For the Yellow Jackets, nobody with more than one. At the foul line for Perry, it will be Parker Tallman. Tallman, one of two from the line. And we'll make that two of three. Nothing but net there. He has 6 points in the game. And he'll have one more. On the way, off the rim, and rebound picked off by McFadden. McFadden will give it to Campbell. Campbell into the front court. Take it into the lane. Finds McFadden. McFadden to Meehan. Meehan with a pump fake. Jumper is off the rim. No good. Rebound battled for underneath. Campbell on the floor. Finds McFadden. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Jeffries. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
5:30 left in the second quarter. It is Perry 20 and Pavilion 10. Players back out on the floor after the timeout from Coach Jack Jeffries for the Golden Gophers. It'll be Pavilion ball. And it'll be Campbell to inbound for the Golden Gophers. Campbell, quick pass into Meehan. Meehan in the corner, baseline jumper. It's off the rim, no good, long rebound. Kick it back out to Meehan, lost the handle, hits the floor. And Harvey on the floor along to McFadden. McFadden comes up with a ball and gives it to DeJesus. DeJesus will take it into the lane, finds McFadden. The foul and the basket. Jalen McFadden taking it strong to the basket, drawing the foul from Tyler Harvey and making the basket. Chance to complete the three-point play for the junior Jalen McFadden. He now has 4 points in the game. Pavilion trailing 20-12. And 5:12 left in the second quarter. Foul on Harvey is his first. That's the first foul for Perry here in the second quarter. McFadden's free throw off the rim. No good. And ran down by Meehan. Give it to Campbell. Campbell will take it in. Shot is off the mark. No good. And goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Perry ball. Grover back in for Perry, and looks like Briggs is out. Fioretto with the inbounds pass to Grover. Grover will give it up to Tallman. Tallman has the ball now on the left side. Fioretto back to Grover. Grover top of the key, picks up his dribble. To Fioretto, to Hernandez, back over to Grover. Grover in the foul line, double team there, looking for some help. He'll give it back to Hernandez. Hernandez in the corner, it's Tallman, driving baseline, cut off there. Ball on the floor. And it's going to be Pavilion ball. So good defense there by the Golden Gophers. They trail by 8, 4.5 minutes left in the first half. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell will bring it up against Hernandez. Takes now, this time up the left side. Looking at a double team, still has the dribble though. Now he picks it up. Steps through. Give it to Meehan. Meehan for three. It's off the rim. No good. Long rebound picked up by Hernandez. Hernandez up the left side. Still has the dribble. Right down the lane. Finds Grover open for three. In and out. Rebound to Meehan. Meehan will give it to Mark Keck. He'll take his time getting across midcourt. Still has his dribble. Kick it back to DeJesus. DeJesus over to Marquette. In the corner, it's Meehan. Meehan picks up his dribble. Give it underneath to DeJesus. Couple moves, and it's intercepted. Going the other way, it is Hernandez. Hernandez takes it into the lane. Layup is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Pavilion. No, I'm going to say it's Perry ball. I really thought it was going to be Pavilion ball. It's Perry ball. Inbounds pass to Grover. Grover splits a double team. Shot is up. No good. And the rebound goes back. And shot is no good. Harvey gets it back. Off the glass. No good. Goes out of bounds. And this time it will be Pavilion ball. Substitution for Perry as Olsen will check back in And Ferroletto will have a rest. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell takes it into the front court, being watched by Hernandez. It's been the case most of the time. Now Campbell right down the lane. Layup is no good. Rover with the rebound. The outlet pass to Harvey. Harvey taking it in. Shot is up. Score the basket and the foul. Tyler Harvey with the basket. Foul call on Pavilion. And that's going to be on McFadden. That'll be his first. Substitutions as McFadden and Marquette will check out. Rudgers and Cummins back in. Harvey's free throw is good. So Harvey had missed two previous ones, but makes that one. Three-point play gives him 9 in the game, and it's an 11-point Perry lead with just over 3 minutes left in the half. Campbell to Meehan, and we're going to get a foul call on Perry. They got it inside to Cummins, and they're going to get Tallman with a foul. That'll be his first. The team's second here in the second quarter. And it will be Pavilion to inbound. It'll be Cummins to inbound. Gives it to Campbell. Campbell to Cummins. Cummins' shot is up and good. Keen Cummins with 10 points as he pulls it up Tallman. And Tallman with the ball on the other end. Ball knocked away from behind. And it's... Now the referees are talking about it. It's going to be Perry ball. Tallman will look to inbound. Tallman looking. Finds Olsen underneath. Short pass to Harvey. His shot is no good. Gets it back up. Blocked by Meehan. Rodgers will give it to Campbell. Campbell into the front court. 2.5 minutes left in the first half. Campbell down the lane. Double team there. Kick it out to Meehan. Meehan for three. Good. Three-pointer for Joe Meehan. And Perry. Now with just a six-point lead. Pavilion comes up with a loose ball. It's DeJesus with it. He'll take it into the lane. Carves out some... I guess they're going to say carving out some space was an offensive foul. As DeJesus kind of lowered his shoulder. And the offensive foul on Pavilion. Now it's Tallman with the inbounds pass being watched by DeJesus. And might have got away with steps there. Finds Olsen. Jumper's no good. Rebound picked off by Campbell. Campbell into the front court. 2 minutes left in the half. Campbell right down the lane. Kick it out to Meehan. Meehan floater is no good. Rebound going the other way. It is Harvey. Harvey to Grover trying to passes at his feet. Picks it up. And we're going to get an hell ball. Good hustle there by Alex Rudgers that time to cause the turnover. So it will be Pavilion ball trailing by 6. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell will take it up the right side. And Hernandez almost came up with a steal and thought he might have got away with it, but did not. So it's out of bounds. It'll be Pavilion ball. DeJesus out. Cortez back in. Rudgers will inbound. And inbounds pass to Cummins. Cummins takes the ball down. Kick it out to Rudgers. Rudgers being watched by Grover. He'll kick it over to Cortez for 3. This one's off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked off by Hernandez. And he's able to throw it off of Cummins out of bounds. And it's going to be Perry ball. Inbounds pass to Tallman. Minute and a half left in the first half. Tallman, double team, hits the floor, and I think we're going to get a foul call. And I think the referee might have issued a warning to the Pavilion bench. Foul call is on Cortez. That's his second. And it's going to be, that's the 15th foul. So at the line for Pavilion, we'll see. It looks like we're going to get a substitution. And it's going to be Marquette checking in for Cortez. Tallman's free throw is good. So Parker Tallman, now 3 out of 5 from the line. He has 6 points total. And now he has 7. Hits them both. And it's an 8-point Perry lead. 1:20 left here in the first half. Campbell with the ball. Being watched by Hernandez, facing a double team. A little too tall for Marquette. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Perry ball. Harvey will look to inbound. Harvey the inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman being watched by Marquette. Brings it into the front court. Finds Hernandez. Hernandez, they're going to call him for travel. Hernandez in the left corner looking to make a move toward the basket. Took an extra step. It'll be Pavilion ball on the side. It'll be Marquette to inbound. Does so to Campbell. Campbell being watched by Hernandez. Takes the ball into the front court. Still has the dribble. Knocked away. And we're going to get a foul call on Hernandez. So Isaiah Hernandez foul is his first. No yellow jacket with more than one foul. That's the third team foul here in the second quarter. Exactly 1 minute left and a half. It is Perry 25, Pavilion 17. Campbell look to inbound. Looking. He'll find Marquette. He'll give it right back to Campbell. Campbell down the lane. Gets the shot blocked. Gets it back. Off the glass and good. Ian Campbell with his first points of the game. And it's 25-19. Now Tallman with it. Tallman gets it into the front court. Finds Hernandez. Hernandez on the right side. Back out to Tallman. Gives it to Harvey. Harvey to Hernandez. Hernandez for three. It's off the mark. Grover with a long rebound. On the left baseline, we'll give it to Harvey. Harvey triple teamed. He'll kick it out to Tallman. Tallman back over to Hernandez. Hernandez into the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Underneath, Harvey gets it back. Olsen, shot is no good. Hernandez off the glass and good. Perry doing an excellent job on the offensive glass there. 8-point lead, 7 seconds left in the half. It's Cummins with it. Cummins for three, drew the foul. Keen Cummins got a 3-pointer off with 2 seconds left in the half. We're going to get a foul call. I think it's going to go on Hernandez. So Isaiah Hernandez foul is his second. And going to the line for Pavilion, it will be Keen Cummins. It should be 3 shots here. We'll just check and see. First free throw is good. So Keen Cummins with 11 points for the Pavilion Golden Gophers. They trail 27-20. Two more free throws coming. And the second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Just 2.2 seconds left here in the first half. 7-point Perry lead, and this free throw is off the rim. No good. Perry comes up with a rebound, and that will do it. At the half, it is Perry 27 and Pavilion 20. And we'll be back with high school stats, or excuse me, we'll be back with halftime stats. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. 2 floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
It's cold outside, and you want to ensure your family's comfort and safety. That's why you chose us.
Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane, serving Western New York since 1953. You ask why Reisdorf, why today? It is more important than ever to deal with a company that will treat you fairly and honestly. We are that company that supports local fire departments, schools, and charities. We live here, we shop here, and know the value of being a local American-owned company. Call us today at 343-4453 and find out what it takes to become a part of the Reisdorf family of customers.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
Back at the half, it is Perry 27 and Pavilion 20. It's Livingston County High School basketball here on CJA Country. John Carlson with you. We will take a look at the halftime scoring first for Perry. They were led in scoring by Tyler Harvey. He had 9 points, including 4 field goals and 1 of 3 from the line. Parker Tallman with 8 points. 2 two-point field goals, and he is 4 of 6 from the line. JT Grover with 8 points on a couple 3-point field goals and a 2-point field goal. And Isaiah Hernandez with a 2-point field goal. And the Yellow Jackets scoring 17 in the first, 10 in the second for a total of 27. As far as foul trouble, just Isaiah Hernandez, the only Yellow Jacket that has as many as 2 fouls. For Pavilion, leading the way in the first half, it was Keen Cummins with 11 points on 2 3-point field goals, a couple 2-point field goals. He is 1 of 3 from the line. And then it was Jalen McFadden with a couple field goals for 4 points. Joe Meehan had a 3-point field goal for 3 points, and Liam Capow with a 2-point field goal for 2 points. The Golden Gophers scoring 10 in the first, 10 in the second for a total of 20. And they have 3 players with 2 fouls apiece. That would be Liam Capel, Joe Meehan, and Haven Cordes. The Gophers are 1 of 4 from the free throw line. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the other teams that are in action tonight and also how some of the area teams are doing so far this year. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side. Someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Perry 27, Pavilion 20. We have a couple minutes before the start of the third quarter. So we'll take a look at some of the other teams in action tonight. Livingston County action. Dansville is at Hornell. Keshequa is at York. Mount Morris is at Warsaw. Leroy is at Lethbridge. And Geneseo at Avon. As far as the standings for area teams, we'll start in Class A. Batavia, strong start, 6-1 record. They are right now the number 4 seed. In Class B1, the top local team is Leroy. They are the number 2 seed with a record of 6 wins, 4 losses. And then Dansville is the number 8 seed with a record of 4-5. Drop to B2. Class B2, that's Avon, 4-4. They are the number 7 seed, and right behind them is Attica with a record of 4 wins, 6 losses, the 8 seed. In Class C1, Geneseo is the number 3 seed so far with a record of 7 wins, 2 losses. Number 5 seed is Pembroke with a record of 5 wins, 2 losses. Number 6 is Cal Mum with a record of 6 wins, 3 losses. Number 11, Alexander, 4-5. And number 17 in Class C1 is Letchworth with a record of 1 win, 9 losses. In Class C2, the number 2 seed is Fillmore with a record of 9 wins and no losses. Number 6 is playing here tonight. That's Perry with a record of 6-2. Right behind them is Notre Dame of Batavia with a record of 7-3. The 8th seed is Keshequa with a record of 6-2. The 9th seed is York with a record of 6-3. Number 13 is Pavilion with a record of 3 wins, 7 losses. Number 14 is Warsaw with a record of 2 wins, 8 losses. And finally in Class D, the number 4 seed is Mount Morris with a record of 5 wins, 4 losses. Next game here on CJ Country coming your way will be Thursday. That's Thursday, January 15th. It will be Letchworth at Cal Mum. We'll be right back here in Pavilion next Tuesday. It'll be Letchworth at Pavilion. So another Pavilion game coming your way next week. And we'll have Perry next Wednesday. Your next Perry game will be Wednesday, Livonia at Perry. We'll start the second half. And for looks like both teams will have their starters, their starting five back out on the floor. For Perry, that would be Hernandez, Harvey, Tallman, Grover, and Firoletto. And for Pavilion, that would be McFadden, Campbell, Cummins, Rogers, and Cortez. Firoletto with the inbounds pass to Tallman. It is Perry's ball to start the second half. Tallman being watched by Rogers will give it over to Grover. Grover double team. And a little too far for Tallman. Goes out of bounds. So good defense for Pavilion to start the half. And Rogers with the inbounds pass to Campbell. Both teams have played man-to-man throughout. It's Campbell. Picks up his dribble. Looking for Cummins, but it's intercepted. Harvey with the ball. Harvey into the front court. Still has a dribble, and Rogers came from behind with a steal. So good Hustle there by Rodgers, coming up with a steal, brings the ball up the right side. Give it over to the left side, McFadden, back out to Rodgers. Rodgers will take it in, now double team, finds McFadden. McFadden off the glass, no good, rebound to Harvey. Harvey with a long pass to Grover. Grover going for a layup, and no layup, but he gets a foul call. And I think that's going to go on Cortez. That will be his third, so he's the first player for either team to hit three fouls. At the free throw line, it'll be Jonathan Thomas Grover. Free throw no good. He'll have one more. That's his first attempt of the evening. Perry now is 5 of 10 from the line. Pavilion 1 of 4 from the line. Second free throw from Grover is good. 1 of 2. He has 9 points. He is tied for the leading scorer for Perry along with Tyler Harvey. Parker Tallman right behind him with 8. And it's Campbell with the ball on the right side. Get out to Rodgers. Skip pass over to McFadden. McFadden finds Cummins. Cummins finds Rodgers in close. Shot is up and good. Alex Rodgers with a basket. His first points. And it's Pavilion coming up with a steal. Cortez to McFadden. And Campbell's shot is knocked away. Going the other way, it's Hernandez. Hernandez to Tallman. Tallman takes it in. His shot is good. Parker Tallman with a basket. He's in double digits with 10 points. And it's Pavilion ball in the front court. They trail by 8. Cortez. And it's intercepted by Hernandez. Hernandez in, looks like he kind of twisted his ankle. Cortez picks up the foul. Cortez dove trying to get the ball. And Hernandez kind of twisted his ankle a little bit, but looks like he's going to shake it off. And looks like we're going to get a substitution as Cortez has his fourth foul. So Joel Meehan will check back in for Coach Jeffries. It'll be Pavilion or Perry ball on the side. Inbounds pass comes to Grover. Grover on the right wing. Steps back. Three-pointers off the mark. No good. Rebound to Harvey, but I think they're going to get an off or a push foul called on Harvey. So that will be Harvey's second. So Harvey and Hernandez, two fouls apiece for Perry. Inbounds pass comes to Campbell. Campbell against Hernandez. Bringing it up the left side. Now he's double teamed. Give it to Rodgers. Rodgers kick it out to Meehan for 3, and it's off the rim. No good. Weak side rebound. Picked off by McFadden. McFadden along the baseline. Kick it out to Cummins for 3. Good. Keehan Cummins with his third three-pointer. He has 14 points in the game, and it's a 5-point Perry lead, 30-25, 5:50 left third quarter. Tallman will take it into the lane, being watched by Rodgers. They're going to say watching a little too closely that time. So Alex Rodgers' foul is his second. And it'll be Perry ball on the side. Harvey will look to inbound. Perry, 5-point lead, 5:49 left third quarter. Harvey looking, finds Tallman top of the key. Tallman being watched by Rodgers, give it over on the right side to Grover. Grover being watched by Meehan. Kick it back out to Tallman, and they're going to get a travel call on Tallman. So Parker Tallman called for steps, and it'll be Pavilion ball. Rodgers looking. Get it into McFadden. McFadden takes down the left side. Underneath to Meehan. Short jumper. Good. The assist to McFadden and the basket for Meehan. He has 5. And it's back to, it's only a 3-point Perry lead. Now it's Ferraletto with the ball on the right side. Out to Tallman. Tallman top of the key. Takes it into the lane. And the shot is off the, no, they're going to call. Well, yes, it is going to be a basket. And that'll be a chance at a 3-point play. Wasn't really sure if they're going to call the, give him the basket or call for a travel, but they did give him the basket. And free throw is off the mark. No good. Rebound controlled by Rodgers. Rodgers with the ball. Give it to Cummins for 3. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Harvey. Harvey takes it up the right side. Still with the dribble. Takes it into the lane. Lost the handle, giving it to Grover. Grover along the baseline. Kick it to Tallman. Tallman in the lane. Tries to get it underneath. Pinballed out of bounds. And it's going to be Pavilion ball. The last foul was called on McFadden for Pavilion. So that's his second. That's the foul on when Tallman made the basket. Campbell into the front court, being watched by Hernandez. Campbell into the lane, kick it out to McFadden for three, off the glass, and good. The bank's open for McFadden. And it's a two-point Perry lead, 4:40 left, third quarter. Hernandez with the ball. Hernandez being watched by McFadden. We'll give it out to Firoletto. Bounce pass underneath. Picked up by Tallman. The floater is off the rim. No good. Rebound. It's Harvey off his hands. Back out to Grover. Fresh shot clock for Perry. Grover double team. Over to Hernandez for three. It's off the rim. Off the top of the glass. And over. So it will be Pavilion ball. And the Golden Gophers a chance to tie or take the lead here. Perry led by seven at the half. And Pavilion's outscored the Yellow Jackets 10-3 here in the second or third quarter. Briggs checking in for Perry. And Firoletto will have a rest. Olsen in as well. Campbell with the ball. Being watched by Grover. Gives it to McFadden. McFadden over to Meehan for three. It's good! The three-pointer for Joe Meehan. That's his second three-pointer of the game. And Pavilion has taken the lead, 33-32. Tallman with the ball into the lane. The runner is good. Score the basket and the foul. Parker Tallman with another basket and a chance for the three-point play. Foul's going to be, I think it's going to be on McFadden. That'll be his third. And Tallman at the line. So another chance for a three-point play for Tallman. Free throw is no good. And the rebound picked off by Campbell. And we're going to get a foul call on Perry. And Coach Wyatt's going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
3:45 left here in the third quarter. It is Perry leading Pavilion 34-33. And it's going to be Pavilion ball on the side. It'll be Rudgers to inbound. Rudgers with the inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell picks up his dribble, floats it over to Meehan. Meehan for three. It's good. Another three-pointer back-to-back for Joe Meehan. He has three threes in the game, and he now has 11 points. Pavilion a two-point lead. Tallman with the ball, top of the key. Being watched by Rudgers, gets it into the lane. Kick it over on the left side to Briggs. Back out to Grover, long range, off the mark. No good. Meehan with the rebound. Finds Campbell. Campbell bringing it up the left side. Still has a dribble, giving it to McFadden. McFadden underneath. The shot is up. No good by Campbell. Gets it back off the glass. No good. And the rebound to Cummins. Cummins finds Meehan. Meehan and underneath to Campbell. Campbell gets a shot. Score the basket and the foul. Good determination by Perry on the offensive glass that time. Leon Campbell with a basket and a chance for the three-point play. Foul was called on number 11, Olsen, Lakin Olsen. That's his second. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Wyant. So Perry taking another timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
If you talk, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey. He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
It is Pavilion 38 and Perry 34. The Golden Gophers outscoring the Yellow Jackets 18-18. to 7 in the first 5-plus minutes of the third quarter to take the 4-point lead. And for Pavilion, it will be Liam Campbell going to the line, try to complete the 3-point play. Campbell with 4 points in the game does the majority, vast majority of ball handling for Pavilion. Free throw is good. So it's a 5-point lead for Pavilion. That's the biggest lead of the game, 39-34. 2:45 left in the third quarter. And we're going to get a travel call on Briggs. So it's going to be Pavilion ball on the side. Strong third quarter for Pavilion. 19 points already, that they almost matched the first half total. Meehan thought about it, take it down underneath, off the glass, no good, tipped around, goes out of, no, not out of bounds, saved by Cummins. Grover picks it up, goes the other way. Grover into the front court, take it into the lane, he's cut off there. He finds Olsen for three, it's off the rim, no good. Ball's retrieved by Meehan. Meehan will give it to Campbell. Campbell being watched by Tallman. We'll get the ball into the front court, and it's going to be a foul call on Tallman. Parker Tallman with a foul. That's his second, I believe. That's the team's fourth, so it'll be Pavilion ball on the side. 2:15 left. Hernandez back in, and Briggs having a rest. And it'll be Campbell to inbound. Campbell looking. Floats it into Meehan. Meehan off the glass. Good! Joe Meehan with 10 points in the quarter. 12 points in the game. Pavilion leads 41-34. And it's Tallman with it. Tallman top of the key over to Hernandez. Hernandez to Harvey. Harvey floats it in to Olsen. Good double team. It's taken away. McFadden finds Meehan. Meehan will take it down into the lane. Left hand layup is good. Joe Meehan having quite the quarter. He has 12 points in the quarter, and Pavilion, 43, Perry, 34. And it's Tallman with the ball. Tallman in the front court. Almost lost the handle ball on the floor, and I think they're going to get a held ball. And we'll get a substitution. I think we'll get a substitution. We're going to get timeout. Substitution, 1:32 left. Olsen to check out. Garoletto will check back in. Harvey will check out. No, Harvey is still in the game. So, 9-point Pavilion lead, 1:30 left in the third quarter. And it's Cummins out to Rudgers. Rudgers finds Meehan. Meehan open for three. Off the mark, no good. Gets it back. Takes it into the lane. Looking for Campbell. Campbell in the lane. Looking for Meehan. And we're going to get a foul call before the basket on the pass. Foul call will go on Perry. So it's going to be the fifth foul. I think it's, well, let's see who the foul is called on. It's going to be on Grover. So that is his second. And at the line for Pavilion, it'll be Leon Campbell. Campbell, one of one from the line so far. And this one, no good. He'll have one more. He has 5 points in the game, does the senior Liam Campbell, and chance to add to that here. Second free throw is off the rim, no good, and I think they're going to get McFadden going over the back, trying to get the rebound. And I think we're going to go to the other end to shoot free throws. McFadden's foul is his fourth, so McFadden and Cordes both have 4 fouls apiece. And looks like DeJesus will check in for Coach Jeffries. Going to the line at the other end, it'll be Tyler Harvey. Harvey is 1 of 3 from the line so far. He has 9 points and still has 9 points. He misses the first of the free throws. Perry just 5 of 12 from the line. McFadden out. DeJesus in. 1:14 left in the third quarter. Pavilion leading Perry 43-34. Harvey's second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound is picked up by Cummins. Cummins into the front court. Being watched by Tallman. Gets around Tallman. Takes it down into the lane. Shot is up and good. Ian Cummins determined that time. Got to the basket. Makes it an 11-point Pavilion lead, 45-34. Grover with a ball. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Rudgers. Rudgers with the dribble coming up the right side. Now picks up his dribble. Finds DeJesus. He has knocked the ball knocked away by Grover out of bounds. And it'll be Pavilion ball on the side. Campbell will look to inbound. And finds DeJesus right back to Campbell. Campbell down the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound is picked off by Harvey. Harvey brings the ball into the front court. Being watched by Rudgers. Gets it down the lane. And it's knocked away by Meehan. But I think before that, we are going to get a foul on Pavilion. I think it's going to go on DeJesus. Well, that'll be his second. With 26 seconds left in the third quarter, Harvey back at the line. Free throw is no good. Harvey having a tough night at the line. He's 1 of 6. And he has 9 points in the game. Second free throw, good. Now he has 10 points. And it's 45-35. 24 seconds left in the third quarter. Campbell into the front court. Finds Rudgers. Rudgers. And we get a timeout from Coach Jeffries. With 16.9 seconds left, it is Pavilion 45 and Perry 35. Pavilion 25 points here in the third quarter. They've scored more in the third quarter than they did the whole first half. They had 20 in the first half. Perry just 8 points in the quarter. And with that big third quarter, Pavilion with a 10-point lead. Just a tick under 17 seconds left. And Coach Jeffries will see what he wants his Golden Gophers to do. Reminder, next broadcast coming your way on Thursday night. It'll be Letchworth at Cal Mum. Next Tuesday, we'll be back here in Pavilion, Letchworth at Pavilion. And Wednesday next week, it'll be Livonia at Perry. And Thursday of next week, it'll be Letchworth at Avon. So three Letchworth games coming your way in the next week and a half. And it would be Pavilion ball on the side. And it looks like it's going to be Rudgers to inbound. And Rudgers will get into Campbell. Campbell, no shot clock turned off. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Campbell being watched by Grover. And he's going to give it to Meehan. Meehan back out to Campbell. Open for three. And it's off the mark. No good. Rebound by Hernandez. Lost the ball out of bounds, but that'll do it. At the end of three, it is Pavilion 45 and Perry 35. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19, just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center. Where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
We are back for the fourth quarter. Pavilion leading Perry 45-35 as the Golden Gophers outscoring Perry in the third quarter by a count of 25-8. And in that third quarter, they were led in scoring off the bench. Joe Meehan with a couple three-pointers, 3 two-pointers for 12 in the quarter. He has 15 in the game. Kean Cummins with 16, and it is Perry ball to start the quarter. It is Tallman with it. Tallman top of the key will give it to Grover. Grover in the lane, double team. Bounce pass underneath to Harvey off the glass. No good. Tipped around a few times and picked off by Cummins. Cummins will give it to Campbell. Campbell into the front court. Take it down the lane. Send it over to DeJesus. Back out to Campbell. Campbell Now double team. He'll float it out to Meehan. Meehan top of the key. Meehan pulls up for the jumper. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Campbell. Ball went off Grover's foot, but it's picked up and knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Perry ball. Zach Baker is checked back in for Perry. He gives it to Grover along the floor for Perry along with Tallman. It's also Harvey and Olson. We're going to get a foul call on DeJesus. I think that's going to be his third. So Cordes with four, McFadden with four, DeJesus with three. For Perry, no foul trouble at all. Nobody with more than two fouls. Inbounds pass to Harvey. Exactly 7 minutes left. It's a 10-point pavilion lead. Tallman with the ball being watched by Rudgers. And gets it into the lane. Shot is off the mark. No good. And I think we're going to get a foul call on Harvey for trying to make some space for a rebound attempt. Pleading his case with the referee. That's not going to work. So the foul on Harvey is his third. So the first Yellow Jacket with three fouls. It'll be Rudgers to inbound. Does so to Campbell. Campbell now being watched by Grover. Gets the ball into the front court. Give it back to Rudgers. Now it's Campbell, top of the key. Give it to Cummins. Cummins in the lane. Double teamed, and we're going to call a travel on Cummins. So a good defense there by Perry. Cummins determined to get a shot up, but Perry's defense was better that time. It's Grover with the inbounds pass. Grover into the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Now backs it off to the left side. Give it to Baker. Baker over to Olson. Olson dribbling. Now he'll give it to Tallman. Tallman double team. Pass underneath. Good defense there by Campbell. Saw the pass coming. Knocked it out of bounds. And it's going to be Perry ball underneath. 18 on the shot clock. 6:28 left here in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass to Harvey. Harvey out to Grover for three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound picked off by Cummins. Cummins will give it to Campbell. Campbell into the front court. Has the ball on the left side. Now he'll give it to Rudgers. Rudgers takes down into the lane. Still has the dribble underneath. Finds DeJesus off the glass. No good. Rudgers with a rebound. He hits the floor. And we're going to get a foul call. So good hustle that time by Alex Rudgers for Pavilion, and he draws the foul. It'll be a Golden Gophers ball. Foul call went on Baker. That is his second. DeJesus into Cummins. Back to DeJesus. DeJesus will give it out to Rudgers. Ball knocked away by Baker. Baker tried to save it, unable to. So good hustle that time by Zachary Baker for the Yellow Jackets, but unable to come up with the turnover, and it'll be Pavilion ball. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell up against Grover, gets the ball into the front court, still has the dribble, takes it down underneath, gets a shot up, no good, but draws the foul. So Liam Campbell that time, they were bodying him all the way up the floor, and he took it to the basket and draws the foul. On this one's on Baker. That is his third, and at the line for Pavilion. Well, referee having a conversation with a couple of the players, make sure everything's okay. And I guess they're doing a little chirping out there. There's the referee wanting to put a stop to that. So at the line for Pavilion, it is Liam Campbell. Campbell's free throw is off the front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Campbell now 1 of 4 from the line. And he has 5 points in the game. Second free throw is good. So Pavilion's lead up to 11, 46-35. Perry at the score here in the fourth quarter. 5:40 left. Grover with the ball. Takes it into the lane. Still has the dribble. Triple team. Rudgers comes up with a steal. And we're going to get a held ball. I don't think. Well, referee's going to talk it over. I'm not sure if we're going to get a foul or not. It was Rudgers who came up with the ball. He and Grover were trying to fight over the ball, basically. And Grover basically threw, well, Rodgers ended up on the floor. We'll put it that way. I don't think there's any malicious intent. Just both teams, or both players trying to get the ball. Referees are talking it over. The players are off to the side. I haven't seen any indication whether it was even a timeout or... I'm not sure if a timeout was called or not. Now the referee is coming to the scorer's desk. And we'll see if they put anything on the scoreboard here. And it looks like they're talking. The referees are talking to the coaches, Jeffries and Wyant. And we'll see what they decide. And they're still having a conversation. 5:32 left. It's Pavilion 46 and Perry 35. And they're still talking it over. Now the scores table is they want to know what's going on as far as any fouls or anything. Now they're talking to Coach Jeffries again on their way to the scores table. And Coach Wyant looking on from a distance. They're now going to, one referee's going to the scores table, and looks like we might maybe get a technical call because at the other end, it's Keen Cummins at the free throw line. So Cummins, free throw is off the front of the rim, no good. We'll have one more. Cummins 1-4 from the line. Second free throw is no good. So Cummins misses them both. Looks like they did call a foul on Grover. And so it's going to be Pavilion ball on the side. So it might have just, well, I'm not sure. No, they're just double checking again on the situation. And it's going to be Pavilion ball on the side. So foul on Grover is his third. 5:32 left. Rodgers with the inbounds pass to Campbell. Campbell brings the ball into the front court. It's Pavilion 46, Perry 35. And ball on the floor. Pavilion comes up with it. Excuse me, Perry comes up with it. Tallman to Ferraletto. His shot is off the glass and good. Patrick Ferraletto with his first points of the game. It's Perry's first points here in the fourth quarter. They trail by 9 with just over 5 minutes left. Campbell into the front court. Campbell double team, and he finds Jesus all alone. Shot is no good. Tapped out. Picked up by Ferraletto. He'll give it to Tallman. Tallman up to Hernandez. Hernandez in the lane. Floater is no good. Rebound picked up by DeJesus. The outlet pass to Cummins. Cummins taking it down in. Reverse layup. No good. No call. Ball on the floor. Meehan comes up with it. Meehan to DeJesus. DeJesus double teamed. He'll kick it back out to Campbell. Campbell will give it to DeJesus. And we get a travel call on DeJesus. And he'll have a rest. McFadden will check in for Perry. And McFadden on the floor with four fouls for Perry. Excuse me, for Pavilion. 4:36 left. It's Pavilion 46, Perry 37. It's Tallman with the ball. Tallman up the left side. We'll give it to Hernandez. Hernandez in the lane. Kick it out to Ferraletto for three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Harvey. Harvey finds Tallman. Tallman into the lane. Floater is no good. Rebound picked off by McFadden. Ball knocked out of bounds by Tallman. It'll be Pavilion ball. Perry has struggled mightily here in the second half. They have 10 points in almost 12 minutes of action. Campbell will give it to Rodgers. Rodgers into the front court for Pavilion. Still has a dribble. He'll give it over to Campbell. Campbell. And with the ball being watched by Hernandez, takes it underneath, off the glass, no good, and ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say it is Perry ball. So Pavilion just 1 point here in the fourth quarter, but Perry only has two, and so Pavilion with a 9-point lead. We've played more than 4 minutes here in the fourth quarter. Inbounds pass to Tallman. Tallman will give it to Briggs. Briggs to Ferraletto, back to Tallman. Tallman into the lane, finds Briggs. Briggs will kick it out to Ferraletto. Now it's Briggs. Briggs in the lane, and ball goes out of bounds. It will be Pavilion ball. So 3:38 left. Both teams having a hard time offensively in the fourth quarter, but Pavilion doesn't mind it so much because they have the 9-point lead. It's Campbell with the ball. Campbell will get the ball into the front court. Now double team, and Coach Jeffries is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kazmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
3:29 left here in the fourth quarter. It is Pavilion 46 and Perry 37. And it's an outstanding second half for Pavilion. They've outscored Perry in the second half by a count of 26-10 to take a 7-point deficit into a 9-point lead with 3:29 left. It's a struggle offensively in the fourth quarter. Perry with just 2 points, Pavilion just one. But still a 9-point lead and Pavilion balls. And it's going to be Rudgers to inbound for Pavilion. Finds Cummins. Cummins being watched by Ferraletto. Double team Cummins. Cummins gets a shot up. No good. Blocked. And we're going to get a held ball. It's going to be Pavilion ball. So good defense there by Perry. And it's going to be Campbell. Quick inbounds to Cummins. Cummins finds Campbell. Campbell underneath, off the glass, score the basket and the foul. The seniors got together on that one. Campbell with the inbounds pass to Cummins. Cummins right back to Campbell. He scores the basket, the first field goal for Pavilion here in the fourth quarter. They lead now by 11. Foul call went on Tallman. That is his third. At the line for Pavilion, it is Liam Campbell. Free throw is good. So Campbell with a basket. He has 9 points. It's in a 12-point Pavilion lead. Harvey with a ball. Picks up his dribble. He'll give it to Tallman. And we're going to get a foul call. That's going to go on Rudgers. That will be his third. So some foul issues for Pavilion, but they have a 12-point lead with 3:11 left. It'll be Tallman to inbound. Tallman. Perry doing some screening. Finds Briggs. Briggs over to Harvey. Harvey will take it into the lane. Still has the dribble. Now he'll give it to Hernandez. Hernandez to Tallman. Tallman down the left side underneath to Harvey. Harvey gets a shot up. No good. And rebound picked off by Cummins. Cummins double team. And Hernandez almost came up with a steal. Campbell has it. And I'm not sure if they gave Coach Jeffries a timeout or not. I guess they did. So we get a timeout, 2:48 left. It's Pavilion 49 and Perry 37. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or a thousand cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
2:48 left here in the fourth quarter. Pavilion leading Perry 49-37. And reminder, next broadcast coming your way Thursday night, it'll be Letchworth at Cal Mom. Next Tuesday, it'll be Letchworth at Pavilion. Wednesday, January 21st, it'll be Livonia at Perry. And a week from Thursday, that'll be the 22nd, it will be Letchworth at Avon. So Pavilion coming your way next Tuesday. Your next Perry game is next Wednesday. Yeah, it's a 12-point Pavilion lead with 2:48 left, 29 seconds on the shot clock, and it'll be Perry ball. Excuse me, it'll be Pavilion ball. On the floor for Perry, it is Tallman, Ferraletto, Hernandez, Briggs, and Harvey. And it's Meehan taking the inbounds pass, floats it up to Rudgers. Rudgers takes it underneath, off the glass, no good, and ball pinballed around, picked up by McFadden. McFadden to Meehan. Meehan back to Campbell. Campbell being watched by Tallman. Still has the dribble. Now Campbell double team looking for some help. finds Cummins in the lane. Kick it out to Meehan. Meehan to McFadden. To Cummins. The layup. Good. Unselfish play for Pavilion. They get the layup from Cummins. He has 18 points. It's a 14-point Pavilion lead. Hernandez for three. Off the mark. No good. Long rebound comes to Tallman. Tallman to Ferroletto. His shot is off the mark. No good. Tallman with a rebound. Underneath to Harvey. Lost the handle. Rogers picks it up for Pavilion. 2 minutes left. It's a 14-point Pavilion lead. Get it to McFadden. McFadden over to Meehan. Meehan in the left corner. Thought about it. Now he'll give it to McFadden. McFadden will take it into the lane. Find Rogers. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Out to McFadden. McFadden floats it over to Campbell. Campbell will take it into the lane. Shot is up. No good, but he draws the foul. Foul will go on Tallman. That'll be his fourth. And it will be Liam Campbell back to the line for Pavilion. Campbell made his last two free throws. He's 3 of 6 from the line so far. And we'll make that 4 of 7. Hits that one. Substitution for Perry. Zachary Baker checking back in. And Briggs will have a rest. It's 52-37. Pavilion with a lead. 1:38 left. Second free throw is in and out. Rebound. Picked off by Tallman. Tallman will find Harvey. Over to Hernandez. Hernandez out to Tallman. Tallman into the lane. And shot is no good. Rebound picked off by Cummins. And I don't know if we got a timeout or the referee just pointed toward Perry's bench. It's going to be Perry ball. It's going to be Pavilion ball on the side. With 1:24 left, Cummins will have a rest. 15-point lead. Inbounds pass to McFadden. McFadden to Meehan. Meehan to McFadden. McFadden underneath. Shot is up. Good. McFadden with a basket. And it's a 17-point Pavilion lead. Just over a minute left. Tallman will give it to Ferroletto. Over on the left side to Baker. Baker to Hernandez. Hernandez to Ferroletto. Off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by McFadden. And McFadden to Campbell. And we're going to get, I think, basically a substitution timeout as Pavilion will get some of their reserves into the game. And Meehan will check out, as will Campbell. Cummins already on the bench. And just 49 seconds left. And Pavilion with a 17-point lead. Inbounds pass comes to McFadden. McFadden gives a dribble up to Lombardo. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. It'll be Pavilion ball still with 41 seconds left. Inbounds pass to Marquette, and it's taken away by Perry. It's Baker with it. Baker giving it to Tallman. Tallman, 30 seconds left. It's Pavilion comfortably in front. We're going to get a foul call on Pavilion. And it's not going to be a shooting foul yet. And it's going to be Perry ball. Tallman with the inbounds pass. Ferroletto turn around. Off the glass. No good. Harvey had the ball knocked away. And Pavilion comes up with the ball. Just not Perry's night. 19 seconds left. Pavilion with a 17-point lead. They get it underneath. And shot is knocked away. Pavilion gets it back. Off the glass. And good. The basket by Lucas Lombardo. His first points, and that will do it. The final score, Pavilion 56 and Perry 37. We'll be back with the final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen. And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
And back in Pavilion, where the Golden Gophers have defeated the Perry Yellow Jackets 56-37. We'll run down the scoring first for Perry. Leading scorer was Parker Tallman with 14, Tyler Harvey with 10, and J.T. Grover with 9. 2 points apiece for Isaiah Hernandez and Patrick Ferraletto. The Yellow Jackets under Coach Phil Wine fall to a record of 6 wins, 3 losses. For the Golden Gophers under Coach Jack Jeffries, they improved to 4-7 with a win. They were led in scoring tonight by Kean Cummins with 18, Joe Meehan with 15, including 3 three-pointers, a couple of those in the third quarter where he had 12 of his 15 points. It was 10 points for Liam Campbell, 9 for Jalen McFadden, 2 points apiece for Lucas Lombardo and also Alex Rudgers. Next broadcast coming your way on Thursday night, it will be Letchworth at Cal Mum. I'd like to thank BK back at the studio. This has been High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand and your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Bergen Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Bergen, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jack. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.